After a loss like this, where it felt like the coaching was an issue, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that building, seeing the interactions between Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh.
Well, it's not just that. The interactions between Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, they're not on the same page either. And he basically said that after the game yesterday. You know, Aaron didn't play great. The weather wasn't great. Bo Nix played horrifically. The defense played good enough for them to win. So this, I don't even want to talk about the defense. I don't want to talk about anybody. It's really the offensive players that think that they're all, you know, Hall of Famers already. Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, looked frustrated on the field yesterday. The weather can do that to you.
Crap kicked out of
him,
too.
And by the way, yeah, I mean, and you could see he got, there's no question he got hurt. The question is how sore is he today, and is it going to be a lingering situation on his lower leg? I don't know any of that, but I can tell you, you are spot on when you're talking about how he is just basically frustrated. And I don't think he wants to answer that question after the game, especially in lieu of what Rob Saleh said. So this just, it's another notch in the belt of frustration with the head coach. Look, I don't even think they talk to each other. I try to watch to see if I see any interactions on the sideline or anything. Nothing. Not that I see a guy walking right past another guy. I can't imagine that. Now, I remember those days because I had those days with two coaches in particular. And it's because I didn't trust the guy. And I didn't like the guy. I didn't think he knew what he was doing. And it pissed me off. And if you read my body language back in those days with those teams that I was on, you could tell that I was pissed off. And when I see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline and I see him after the game in the post-game press conference, you know, and again, I'm speculating here, but I'm only speculating because I've gone through it myself.
I'm not a genius.
Yeah, I've gone through it myself where sometimes, and look, it's not just him, it's Hackett as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, so there's a play, a fourth down play, three previous incompletions, a fourth down play, and Vance Joseph, who, by the way, used to be a wide receiver for me on one of those bad teams, and he was not a wide receiver. He was converted to a defensive back. He came in as an offensive player as the backup to Cordell Stewart, I believe, at Colorado. And his rookie year, he gave up, I think, like 220 yards to Tim Brown on a Thursday night when that coaching staff put that kid on that field as a rookie against that wide receiver. And that's when you, as a player, especially if you are a veteran player, you're like, what the F are we doing? You know, I don't trust the decision making. I don't trust what's going on here.